Yep, and think about all the things you're doing. And part of the reason you got that printer to begin with was to be able to make and do repair parts and other things. And guess what? You're not going to be able to do it. That's the bad part about it. And for those that want to tinker with the 3D printer and everything else and assemble them and so forth, that's gone out the window now.
Exactly. That's what the guy online said today. You know, it was the guys that tinkered with it and all of that that developed the industry and are doing it now. And, you know, without the open source, without the can't think of the firmware that a lot of them use, you know, without that the community works on and that to advance what they can do. Look what they've come in the last few years. I mean, I didn't get it started into it until almost 2 years ago. And what, you know, 5 years ago, what you were looking at to what you got now, they've essentially become toasters that you can just put in, you know, tell it to print something and it'll do it. So without little involvement. But yeah, if this passes out in Washington, it's another knee-jerk reaction to a problem that is a minuscule problem. But again, lawmakers, you know, we're bound to that. Who wants ghost guns? We're going to just pass this law that kills everything. And it was the same thing that happened out in California. They passed a law that they couldn't have lead in any children's toys. Well, with the stroke of the pen, they wiped out the multi-billion-dollar RV industry, the ATV RV industry, because a lot of things that are in the products, the engines and things like that on, you know, recreational vehicles and that have lead in them. And it's not a kid's toy, but like they said, they complain and they end up modifying the law because, oh, we hadn't thought of that, you know, because what lawmaker isn't in favor of, you know, saving kids, you know? That was the whole thing. We're going to save kids. Well, yeah, but you wiped out, again, you got an ingrown toenail and you're going to cut off the leg to fix it. So they had to go back and change the law because they figured, well, the spark plug has lead in it and your kid might pull the spark plug out of the ATV and suck on it, I guess, but they're not the smartest bunch, that's for sure. They're only in it for their own rear end and get reelected so they get that free health care and pension and that for the rest of their life. So, all right, Rick, I'm in the driveway. I'll let you go. We'll talk on this one another time. So, KC8VOA, KC8YVF.
Okay, Ron, you have yourself a wonderful night, and I don't know if you've heard anything about the VPNs in Michigan or not, but they wanted to shut VPNs down in Michigan. You have a good night. KC8VOA, 73.